Welcome everyone back after Yom Tov. Again, this will be the first one after Yom Kippur, but the last one until after Sukkot. So squeezing in a session here. So again, we are up to Zion. Oops. There we go. We're up to Zion. We're on page 27. So again, Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Ches. Siman Ches. And we are up to Zion. So last time we spoke about the bracha that you make on a talis katan, as we call it. Do you make alisatev anyways, even though you're not wrapping yourself in the talis katan? Or do you make the Rama says you make a bracha al mitzvas tzitzis? And we discussed that. Then we started last time, I believe, Zion. Sarach lahafrid chuteh tzitzis zemiza. Very interesting halacha. You have to separate the strands, the strings of the tzitzis, one from another. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if you're late, chas v'shalom, you're late for shul, and it's going to take time to separate them. So then the Magen Avraham says that you don't have to worry about separating them. So, but again, you should. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Arizal, they says, the Roshei Tevos of Tzitzis is Tzadik Yafrid Tzitzios of Tamid. That Tzadik separates his Tzitzis often. And the Malbim brings down that a similar idea. The Malbim in the Arzos HaChaim brings down that the Torah calls this thing tzitzis al shem she'achutim nifradim zemizah, because the strings are separated one from another, right? Like in a garment, they're woven together. Here, the tzitzis, they're called tzitzis because they're separate. Al kain sarach lahafrid. Therefore, you have to make sure you separate the tzitzis. And again, we'll see, that's going to be part of your procedure when you put on tzitzis. Before you put on tzitzis, you have to make sure that they're kosher. So we'll learn about this later. So you look at the hole and where the first loop is to make sure nothing is snapped. And then you look cursory on the rest of them to make sure they're okay. And then you tighten the knot and you separate, gently separate the tzitzis one for another. We all know tzitzis get tangled very easily, so you have to be very careful about that. In fact, you see people with tangled tzitzis. You see that very often. So we'll discuss that a little more. But the Arzos HaChaim says you shouldn't separate them on Shabbos. Now again, I know people who do, because in other words, what they say they're worried about is maybe you'll tighten. But again, a lot of times you could separate them without tightening the knot.
Then you should.
Yeah. So, so the Bir Halacha, very interesting Bir Halacha. Here, Bir Halacha, Tzarech Lahafrid. So it will do that Ber Halacha inside. First Ber Halacha on the page. V'ayim Mishnah Berurah Shekasav Kamot Shekasavnu Dimnishtaya, that the Chofetz Chaim says, as I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're late, they come to the shul, again, you're going to start separating the tzitzis. You might miss davening betzibur or other things also. So then don't separate the tzitzis. Tama Magen Ramhu Dehayom. So why is the Magen Avraham, as we said before, say you don't have to separate the tzitzis, if you're pressed for time? So the Chofetz Chaim says the reason, the rationale of the Magen Avraham is because today it's just a zecher. Tzitzis is a zecher for when we had tcheles. Shayat sarech, now this is very interesting, shayat sarech az medina lahafriat tcheles mi'alavan. Because then, if you have tcheles, and you have love in a meretz Hashem soon, so it's a halacha you have to have them separated, because again, you can't have the white and the blue mingled together. So it's very interesting. Last couple of weeks, don't know, I'm thinking of making it available to the show. I get this, I forgot the name of it. I'm getting this email that comes out once a week about practical halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. Now again, practical not meaning that right now it's practical, but they bring up cases that will come up or might come up, and you have to know the halacha. So it happens to be I'm finishing Taras, so I thought it's very interesting. So Meretz Hashem. So the person, Rabbi Alon, sends it to me, and some of the things are very, very interesting, I don't want to get into everything, but the basic idea is you have to know these halachas. Mashiach's going to come, you're blindsided, so you have to know these halachas. I was telling my wife, it's very interesting, I think people say this, I don't think it's my own idea, they must have heard it somewhere, that the Chazon Ish, a lot of times paskins these shailas, it's machlokas in about Tumah and Taharah. So it's very interesting. So what did the Chazon Ish do? He was the Gadol after World War II. So what happens after World War II? Come to Eretz Yisrael, all these halachas, right? Like this year, Baruch Hashem, Shemitah. Why? Well, in Poland, you don't keep Shemitah. Anywhere else, you don't keep Shemitah. All of a sudden, Chumas, Maestras, Orla, Netaravai. Like why? How do you do that? So again, the Chazon Ish clarified those. But also what's interesting is, I believe very strongly that the Chazon Ish is right before Bias HaMashiach. We have all these machlokas, Tumah V'Tahara, and this and that, and all that. One of the shaylos he brings up is to make a hole in one of your support beams so you can hang your decorations. So normally a flat, regular piece of wood, thing of wood, is not a makabel Tumah. But now I made it like a cleat, because the hole. And so now is it makabel Tumah. So it's very interesting, all this type of stuff. So who answers these things? Chazon Ish, right? So we'll get to the Chazon Ish in a few minutes. But again, the reason why I'm bringing this up is, again, this is a halacha you're going to have to know. Because, again, whether the tchelis that people are wearing now is a real tchelis or not, I don't know. But told a story many times in a Sifas Rabbanim, I had it asked to Rav Scheinberg. Who better to ask than Rav Scheinberg about whether the tchelis is the real tchelis? And he refused to answer. So, Rabbi Burstein and I, as long as I had a whole discussion about that. But anyways, so you have to know, Meretz Hashem, when we do have tchelis, so you have to make sure that they're separate. So I don't know, people wearing tchelis now, so again, the Shitasam, they hold it's tchelis, so I don't know, I hope they know this halacha, that they have to make sure that the strands of the white and the blue are separate. So as the Chofetz Chaim says here, then it's a Medina, right? As Medina tzarek lahafir at tchelis min alavan. And then he says, v'ayim bir agra, shehisig alzeh, v'dato degam hayom tzarek min adin. And as you can see, the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and he says, even today, you have to, not because of zecher, not because of remembrance of tchelis, but Medina, from the din, you have to separate lahafir kol chod zemizah. So that's, now again, obviously, what I'm trying to steer you guys to is what? Shaila is, let's say you have tangled tzitzis. Can you make a bracha? Right? So according to what he said before, according to Magen Avraham, it's just a zecher. So then you can make a bracha. But according to the Gra, no deal. It's a halacha, they have to be separated.
Do they have tangled tzitzis at the time of the Gra?
No.
When was the last time they had it?
I don't know, hundreds of years ago. That's the whole controversy today. I mean, the regime, they came up to its tchelis a number of years ago. The Rebbe came up with tchelis agro. But again, they say this tchelis is different. Some people are very strong that this is the tchelis. I don't know. We don't change Mesorah too quick.
So would this constitute right? As something brachos then?
You mean if you have tangled? No, but it might be worse because let's say if it's no good, it's not just bracha. Let's say if it's no good, so then you're wearing a four-cornered garment with no tzitzis or with invalid tzitzis.
It sounds like Magen Avraham is lenient, but as far as bracha is concerned, maybe it's to be
mugged. Well, again, the issue would be, is he saying that your yotz? Well, hold on, let's see. So the Chofetz Chaim says, afterwards I found the Olas Tamin. Shekasav gam ken kagra. He also brings the gra that God separated the tzitzis. V'im ken ledivrem. Esher di'im chutei tzitzis mesuvachim echad bechavera in levarach aleihem. So according to them, you're right. He says you shouldn't make a bracha. He doesn't say you shouldn't wear the tzitzis. He says you shouldn't make a bracha. Oh, esher de lo gara megardu me tzitzis. So the Chofetz Chaim leaves it as a question whether you can make a bracha on tangled tzitzis. So the Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, but it's according to everyone, you should separate the tzitzis. And like I said, the Chazon Ish brings down that the Chazon Ish comes out like the Mag Avram, that's not Ma'akev, and you can make a bracha, and the whole idea, Eino Ela Noi Tzitzis, that the reason why you should separate the tzitzis is it looks nicer, right? Like I was talking about my new tzitzis, they're straight, and then, and once the tzitzis get a little older, somebody told me Rabbi Walter buys not new garment, but new tzitzis. It stays straight and it's not like tangled. Not tangled, but
yeah, they get kinky.
Yeah, they get, I don't know.
Those of us that wear it inside our pants, we don't even know if it's tangled.
Right. Well, I wear mine out, but I think from the limited times I wear them in, like I go to Levi or something, they get more tangled if they're in. Again, that's my unprofessional. Right, there's a chazakah, but see, the problem with a chazakah is if a chazakah only works if you can't make a determination. But if it's a chazakah, Shef Asher Levar, right? In other words, just look at them, you'll see if they're tangled, right? Look at them, just you'll see if they're tangled. So we don't say, oh, chazakah, rover, look at them.
You could take our tzitzit out of our pants several times.
Or, I don't know, 7 times a day, but let's say in the morning, but when you put them on, right, you should check them and separate them.
Mr. Carroll was here, there was a chazaka that all the
place. No. See, when Mr. Carroll was alive, his birthday's coming up soon, he used to fold and check the shul talisim every week.
Every week or
every day? Every week.
So it was a chazaka.
Yeah. So then that was good. Now, I hate to tell you, we don't have Mr. Carroll, unfortunately, around. So, so it's a problem.
So how does his checking last for a week?
Because it wasn't, usually the Talmidim were only used on Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
Like even here, how often now actually we use them more.
They were used every day by the whole oil that it would.
I don't know, maybe you could still, I don't know. But Mr. Carroll Olvashom used to check the tzitzis. See, we had a Bir Halacha before where the Chofetz Chaim talked about, Shul Talesim, they're all messed up and you can't, you can't go by them and all this type of. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We didn't get to it. That's the next Bir Halacha. Kon Shivarach. Right? Kon Shivarach. So, that's on a Halacha test. So he decries about, we'll get to it, about Shul Talesim. They're a mess. You were nice enough, you and your family, to donate new Talesim, but, it's a problem. Not a challenge, it's a problem. Okay. My wife was telling me, when was on Shabbos or something, she said, you should hire somebody to be the Mr. Carroll in the Shul. The Shul needs a Mr. Carroll. I said, I don't know if we could find a Mr. Carroll. But maybe somebody could do some of his job. I don't know. So, in other words, I was agreeing. It's a good point. It's a good point that if we could find a Mr. Carroll. But, it's big shoes to fill. He has a huge chayla. He and my mother, he kept the shul going. He was really a big source. Okay. That brings us to Ches. We have a little more time. Yechavim ba'atifa. So when you wrap yourself in the tzitzis, you should have in mind, right? So we have this some idea. Meretz Hashem tomorrow night. Mim habalei otov. You should have in mind before you go in the sukkah, you know, Anei Kavod, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, right? You know, so what kavana do you have when you put on tzitzis? So the answer is, the Machaber says, Shizivano Kadosh Baruch Hu Lisate Po, that Hashem commanded me to wrap myself in this. Kadesh Nizkor Kol Mitzvos La'asosam. So I remember all of his mitzvahs to do them. Right, a very interesting line. A lot of times you can remember all the mitzvahs, but you don't do it, right? Right, I didn't violate your mitzvahs, and I didn't forget. So, who is it? Ksav sofer. Well, that seems to be redundant. Answer is no. You could remember, but you're not there. Now let's look at the Mishnah. Now, see, this is a very important halacha because again, the Machaber is saying that when we put on the tzitzis, you have to have a specific kavana. You have to have a specific intent. And the intent is to remember, I'm wrapping myself in this so I remember all the mitzvahs so that I do them. So this gets into a big, very, very big issue, and that's the Mishnah Berurah, Yod Tes. Let's see how much, we don't have that much time, but let's try to do it. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yod Tes. So you should have in mind when you wrap yourself in the. And this is besides what the Machaber just said, is besides the basic kavanah that you have to have in mind that it's a mitzvah. I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. Hashem told me to do this, I'm doing it. So, in other words, according to this, you would have two kavanahs. Number one is doing a mitzvah. Number two, this mitzvah I'm doing is meant to remind me of the mitzvah, of all the mitzvahs. Again, that's why mitzvah says is so important. Reminds of us of all the mitzvahs to do them. Kasavabach, Shechein Adin, Tefillin V'Sukkah. The same thing is, see, here we go, with Tefillin and Sukkah. In other words, you should have in mind two things. A, I'm doing a mitzvah. Hashem commanded me to do this mitzvah. B, the specific kavana for that mitzvah. So let's say by sukkah, Balayin Otava, tomorrow night. So I have in mind that Hashem commanded us to remember the Anei Kavod that He enveloped us with when we left Mitzrayim. So again, so according to the Bach, in these three cases, tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, you have to have in mind the general kavana and a specific kavana. Ach, b'shar mitzvahs, yotze, ash lo kivim badavar, ki'im she'osa mitzvah l'shem Hashem shetziva osa. But by anything else, any other mitzvahs except for those three, tefillin, sukkah, tzitzis, if you had in mind, you know, I'm doing a mitzvah. So that would be good enough. I manish tana these three, tefillin, sukkah, tzitzis, v'anakshani, these ones are different. The tzitzis gave l'man tizku, because by tzitzis says you should remember. Tefillin l'man tia toras Hashem v'vicha. And by tefillin says l'man, right? You should... Each place it says Laman, Uvasukha, Laman Yedu Durasecham. Right? So you should remember, you have to, so there's a specificity by all these mitzvahs. Mikom Makom, Nira, the Chofetz Chaim says it seems, right? You have a Masorah from the altar, Balfa Nira. The Choze Lachachila, all this is Lachachila, Kedei Lachaim HaMitzvah Veshlem Musa, to fulfill the mitzvah completely. Avo Bediyeved, but Bediyeved, Af Im Lo Kivim B'chol Elu. Even in these three, if you just had in mind, right, l'kama mitzvah, so I say, you just had in mind, not the specific part, but just the first part, I'm doing a mitzvah, yatza. This is huge. And of course, by all other mitzvahs also, if you just had in mind, I'm doing a mitzvah, you yatza. V'akakam asayzi b'prima gun, v'simon chav hei, shekaso kain, and he says that he saw in the prima gun that the prima gun says, so again, you should have specific intent. But if you didn't, even by these three, sukkah, tefillin, mezuzah, if you just had in mind, I'm doing a mitzvah, that'd be good enough. Kemash mevelas tamid, b'ra grab, sha'afila b'tzitzis ena kavan l'yikuvah. Again, the gra also says that if you didn't have the specific kavana intent that we mentioned before in the Mechaber in mind, you would still be yotze. But again, everyone agrees, you have to have in mind, I'm doing a mitzvah. Right? If you did something just with no kavanah, that would be a bigger problem. Okay, we have to stop here. We're way over. Tosa.